B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hopefully you're having fun with us this morning. John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I do want to say that there's some great folks out there listening to the show. Rob Manoff, we say hello to your son there.
Yeah.
And driven to school. Hi. How you doing? Did he give his son's name?
He did not, no.
Not give his son's name.
Cute-looking kid, though.
Rob, we're saying hello to your son. We'll say hello to Rob, too.
Yeah.
But which is really, really good there. Jamie and Pat are getting dragged on social media over this.
I just told our boss, Chuck, I walked in to do a podcast. I walked out to World War II of cheese sticks.
Nikki asked, did John Kincaid just say he pooped at work for the first time?
Yeah, he slipped that in there.
I confirmed that.
Yeah.
Look, because there were rumors.
Yeah.
There were rumors on the internet. So I have to, make sure.
Wait, there were rumors on the internet about what?
No, I was hearing things in the hallway that people were wondering.
I would have pegged you as a home field only guy.
I tried to be.
Yeah.
But something messed up the juju. It's that game the other night. It's that totally disrupted sleep thing.
One of my buddies is home field only because he gets completely nude.
Oh, geez.
Every time.
Plus, last quing, Zach. Zach says, why am I driving and looking at the clock wondering, I wonder if Kincaid's going to make the top of the hour call out time on time. He says, it's now stressful for me.
Wow.
I love it. All right, it's game time. It's 8:30 and we hit it right in the nose.
It's Thursday at 8:30, which means game time. This is Kincaid Doesn't Know. Porn star or athlete?
Oh.
Let's play.
Porn star or athlete?
And here's our game master, Pat Egan.
Welcome into an edition of Crap Kincaid Doesn't Know, Porn Star or Athlete. Pretty simple concept here. I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to have to tell me whether that name is an actual athlete or an adult film star. Now, this is the way this is going to work. We're going to bring on the caller.
Okay.
Okay. They will be given either John, Jamie, or Bob.
All right.
And then they're going to either agree or disagree with your assessment. And if the caller is right, then they win.
All right. That sounds like a great deal.
I think we have some nice gifts today.
And we do. We have some really good prizes that include Amazon gift cards and Amex gift cards and
so on
and so forth. So, yeah, so we got really good prizes. So,
all right, Game Master.
It's a shame Amazon doesn't have anything, though.
Let's do it. Yeah, you can't find anything on
Amazon.
No,
it's tough to find what you want there.
Even my brother shops on Amazon. He's got a flip phone.
I bought something last night falling asleep. She was like, what the hell are you doing on Amazon? Get off.
See?
You can find a cheesesteak on Amazon.
No, we couldn't.
We wouldn't know.
We couldn't. You wouldn't order for us. So there you go. Let's get this rolling. Do you want me to punch up the callers?
Yeah, if you could.
All right, Lenny in the Northeast is up. And by the way, more callers can line up at 610-632-0975. Lenny in the Northeast, say hello to Pat Egan.
Hello, fellas.
Lenny, hey, you're going to be playing with John. John, the name I'm giving you is Ginger Vitus. Is Ginger Vitus an athlete or a porn star?
Ginger Vitus has to be a porn star.
Porn star. Because
it's
definitely a porn star.
Right, Lenny, right?
It's too obvious.
Yeah, definitely a porn star. There ain't no athlete named that.
All right, let's find out.
That was a real porn star name.
I went too obvious to be a porn star.
And she's got a dirty mouth, I bet.
This is like a regular thing every Thursday. I won last Thursday, too.
Wow, Lenny. You're a winner, Lenny. That is good, man. And Lenny.
I'm with you guys every 8:30 on Thursday. I won a t-shirt last week.
See? So Lenny's on board. What is he going to win?
Lenny is going to win a $25 Amazon gift card.
Hey, now. Wow, that is absolutely awesome. So let's put you on hold. Yeah, we could get two good fat boy cheese
steaks. Might take an hour, but
work it. All right, let's go to Ken in Bensalem. Ken, say hello to Pat Egan on the John Kincaid Show.
Good morning. How y'all doing? My favorite subject, sports and porn.
Ken, I'm right there with you, bud. Okay, you'll be playing with Bob. And the name that Bob, I'm going to give you.
No man.
You're playing with Bob. All right.
All right, Ken.
No, I'm not touching him. I'm
Ken, don't say anything like Lenny did.
Yeah.
You have to stay quiet on this till Bob gives his answer. Okay.
Bob is Tom Wanks, a porn star or an athlete? Tom Wanks.
I think I saw Tom play back in the day, so I'm going to go Tom Wanks as an athlete, Ken. What do you think?
Ken, what do you think?
I don't know. I wink off from time to time.
So do you think it's an athlete or a porn star?
I'm going to go with porn star, man.
All right, well, let's find out if Tom Wanks is an athlete or a porn star.
That was a real porn star name.
Tom Wanks. Name.
Good job, Ken.
He is a porn expert.
There you go, Ken. You are a...
Thanks
a,
for playing with me, Ken.
Is
see what happens when you play with other men, Ken?
Pat, what is Ken going to win?
Ken is
going to
win a $25 Amex gift card.
Oh, nice. Wow. You can spend that anywhere.
We're going to put him on hold.
Even on Brazzers.com, Ken, if you want.
Ken is on hold.
My
all
Naughty
right,
America subscription re-upped this morning.
How about let's go to Chase in Westchester. Chase, say hello to Pat Egan on the John Kincaid Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up,
buddy? All right, Chase, you're going to be playing with Jamie. Oh. Jamie, the name I'm going to give you is Stubby Clap. Is Stubby Clap.
Stubby just reeks of old school baseball. I'm going to go athlete.
Chase, do you agree with him?
Oh, this one's tough.
What is that again? What's the name again?
Here.
It's Stubby Clap.
If it was Stubby
first
Cheeks, I'd go porn star.
This one was too funny to pass up on. So I'm going to go, I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to go athlete.
All right, let's find out if Stubby Clap is a porn star or an athlete.
That was an athlete.
All right.
Stubby Clap was an athlete, a Cardinals minor league infielder.
Yeah, it sounded like a baseball player. Had to be.
And Stubby probably wouldn't have gotten a lot of work in porn.
Probably not.
Well, it's not the best name for a porn star.
If Chase in Westchester is a winner, what did Chase win?
Chase won a $25 NBA store gift card.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
That is really, really nice. Let's try Jose in Florida. Jose, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Say hello to Pat Egan.
Pat Egan, well, I want to say hi to all of y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up, Jose? Great,
Jose, where are you in Florida, by the way?
Lakeland.
Lakeland, Florida. You see Tigers
Lakeland,
games?
Lakeland Tigers.
There you go.
All right,
Jose. Phillies all the way.
Jose, you're going to be playing with John, okay? Who's well versed in this topic.
Yes.
And the name I'm giving you, John, is Misty Hyman. Is Misty Hyman a porn star or an athlete?
Misty Hyman is an athlete.
Jose, do you agree with him?
Oh, my God.
Misty Hyman.
All right, athlete.
All right, let's find out.
We both go athletes.
Let's find out if Misty Hyman is a porn star or an athlete.
That was an athlete.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go, Jose in Lakeland. My man, we win. What did Jose win?
Jose is going to win a digital download of Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
That's sort of soft porn.
Just put it on mute.
If Misty was a porn star with that name, I think they'd be like, that's a little too graphic, Misty.
They'd say, let's change your name. By the way, did she play lacrosse?
She was an Olympic swimmer.
Olympic swimmer.
Ah.
There you go. All right, let's go to, we got a couple more. We'll play a couple more here. We'll go to JD in Southampton. JD, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Game time. Say hello to Pat Egan.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good, JD. You're going to be playing with Bob Cooney, okay? A man that knows about laying the wood. So I will give Bob the name.
Never watches porn,
though.
Because
he's building a house.
Yes. Get your mind out of the gutter. Bob, I'm going to give you the name Anita Softwood. Anita Softwood. Is that a real porn star or a real athlete? Anita Softwood.
She would be a frustrated porn star if that's her name. So I am going to go with athlete.
All right, JD, do you agree with him that Anita Softwood is an athlete?
I do agree with Bob.
Let's find out if Anita Softwood is a porn star or an athlete.
That was a real porn star name.
Oh, man.
Oh,
no,
come on,
sorry,
Bobby.
JD. JD,
you let JD down, Bob.
What? Well, Softwood let Bob down. But again, we can always call. We can always check. Text Tyrone.
Bob's 0-2. Maybe
text
start
Tyrone,
watching porn.
I'll be
dotted.
I think I
have to for homework now.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll go another one here. We'll let one more person after this one. Justin in Cherry Hill joins us on the John Kincaid Show. It's game time. Justin, say hello to Pat Egan.
Hey, Pat. What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Justin, you're going to be playing with Jamie
Lynch.
All right,
Justin, here we go.
Okay. Jamie, the name I'm going to give you is Johnny Dickshot. Johnny Dickshot. Is that a porn star or an athlete? Johnny Dickshot.
Can't phone a friend on
by
this.
By the way, Kincaid's not my real name.
It's just Johnny, it's Johnny Dickshot.
It's just a radio name.
It's too aggressive for a porn star name. I'm going to go athlete.
All right, Justin, do you agree that Johnny Dickshot is an athlete or a porn star?
I'm gonna go porn star.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, he overrode.
Let's find out if Johnny Dickshot is an athlete or a porn star.
That was an athlete's name.
Justin!
Johnny Dickshot played for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No, yeah.
He didn't.
It was too aggressive of a porn name.
That is.
You can't go, you know, that as a porn
that's
name.
That's unbelievable.
Pat, oh, no, Pat, you can.
Pat, I think we're going to get one last contestant in here.
Okay.
All right,
let me
one
fade
last
the music back up.
Let, all right. One last contestant. Nick in Montreal.
I'm pissed I got it wrong.
Nick in Montreal.
I'm two for two. Bro.
Joins us. Nick, is Chez Paris still open in Montreal?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick, is Chez Paris still open in Montreal?
Yes, it is. Yes,
there you go. It still is.
Well, not right now with COVID, but it's open.
I guarantee you, many an NHL player spend many a night.
All right, Nick, you're going to be playing with John.
Okay.
I think that's the person everybody wants to play with in this topic.
Hey, I'm producing winners.
That's just facts. And John, the name I'm giving you is Lance Thruster. Is Lance Thruster an athlete or a porn star? Thruster.
Porn star.
All right, Nick, do you agree with him that Lance Thruster is a porn star?
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
All right, let's find out.
I would agree.
That was a real porn star name.
Yeah! Nice. By the way, Bob, much like it, not a porn connoisseur at all, and three for three. And what did Nick win north of the border?
Nick is going to win one of our sweet new Fanatic t-shirts.
Hey, Nick, good job, man. You'll
beautiful.
You'll be the only person in Montreal wearing it.
maybe.
Thruster.
I could see Jamie going up to Montreal.
I've been there. It's an awesome city.
I love this. Is James says, Bob looks like the disappointed dad during this game.
Your porn knowledge sucks.
I'm disappointed because I sucked. I'm not disappointed at the topic. I like porn.
I don't
Scott,
think you do.
Scott says,
I like porn.
Scott says, why does Bob look so sad?
Reminds him of a simpler
people
time.
Are saying this is
I am. I'm upset because I was 0 for 2. I am
there.
Sad.
So there you go. Game
it cost
time.
JD, man.
Pat JD's
Egan,
pissed at me.
Pat Egan, again, you've dodged unemployment. That was fantastic.
For now.
That was fantastic. Even after being a real bag yesterday.
Jamie, you want to go get cheesesteaks and celebrate this victory?
Hey, our friends, the law firm for injured workers, they're really happy that they're coming right after this. Martin Law. Visit paworkinjury.com, and we appreciate Martin Law for their fine patronage of this program that they may be rethinking at this exact moment. In the linchpin, how about an amazing Eagles stat in regards to quarterbacks?
This is the linchpin.
Yeah, this kind of shows the importance of the backup quarterback, especially here in Philadelphia. And it was courtesy of our good friend, happy belated birthday 2 days ago, to Zach Berman from The Athletic.
Hello, Zach.
He's a great dude. So this is his tweet. Jeffrey Lurie has gone on record about how much he values the quarterback two spot on the roster. The Eagles have started the same quarterback for all 16 games just twice since 2008.
What?
Carson Wentz in 2016 and 2019. They've used their opening day backup quarterback in their last 8 postseason games.
Okay, that's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
The last 8 postseason games.
If you think about it, Nick Foles was right.
In the
New
last
Orleans,
5.
Chicago, the 3 in the Super Bowl.
He did 5. Right. Nick Foles got the last 5.
And then last year, Carson played
when
minimal.
He got the concussion,
and
yeah.
Did Mike Vick.
Yes, Mike Vick
started
played.
For Kevin Cobb.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
The fact that they've won a Super Bowl in that is incredible.
I'm still thinking about that story. By the way, one of the gentlemen who works in our building said to me, that Anthony Gargano story had me spooked. The guy in the waterfront. The guy in the waterfront that convinced him to be...
8 playoff games with the backup.
That's oh, my amazing. Gosh, that is an incredible
so
stat.
So can you really fault
By
Jeffrey?
Zach Berman.
That's a great stat.
Zach. Good work,
can
Zach.
You really fault Jeffrey and Howie for investing in the backup quarterback now?
Well, I think they're two different entities here. I don't think you invested in someone that's going to win you games.
When Nick Foles was here and won, you were paying him, I believe, the top backup. I think it was close to $10 million. Because you had Carson Wentz on an affordable contract, you could do that. But they really believe in paying the backup. That's amazing. 8 postseason games.
I can't even believe that stat.
And only two complete seasons since 2008 out of the quarterback? What the hell's going on here?
I don't even, I'm dumbfounded by that stat.
I saw it yesterday and it broke my brain. I went, what? That can't be right. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, holy hell, it is.
Yeah, well, the last 6 are over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
By the way,
that is amazing.
Okay, I need to ask you this because I asked you before. Does anyone else smell something burning?
A little bit.
Usually it's later on in the day.
Are you smelling it now?
It smells like a faint toaster oven, kind of.
Right now?
Yeah,
okay,
a little something.
Good. Well, then I'm not having it because you scare me to death.
But my nose sucks.
You scare me to death when I...
Oh, no. So there's
this
smell.
The doctor that said, if you're smelling things, go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I smell something.
Yeah. So you do smell something faint right now.
You're not the only one smelling burnt hair right now.
Okay, so you are smelling it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
Because I'm scared to death because of what that doctor told me.
That's all right, John.
That if you smell
Face
that.
Face your fear.
Oh, my gosh.
You're good to go.
No, that would be a scary fear. Hey, that's an amazing stat.
Yeah. That is incredible.
That is an amazing stat.
Really eye-popping.
So wait, porn doesn't have music?
Some of it does.
I just popped onto our YouTube page. It's the season, and a guy says, the last time Bob watched porn, it had music.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good line.
The music kind of kills it. So they went away with it.
I thought it would set the mood. I don't know.
It
doesn't like old music radio.
We are being asked, Bob. Scott did ask, blink twice if you're being held against your will.
I was just disappointed that I was 0-2. That's all. I wasn't disappointed.
You let your family down.
By the way, I was making winners.
2-2 over here. Everybody but Bob.
3-3.
Yeah. I'm the only one that lost.
Bob's the only one that lost, but Bob is a good
loser. Just because all Bob does is watch sports and have sex.
Well, here's the concern that I have about yesterday, John.
And grill meat.
Okay.
It's almost like these two are our children, and I'm not mad at them, but I am disappointed.
I would agree with that.
How do you send a text message and not say your first thought let me check with the other guys?
Call. Let's check with the other
guys.
Yeah,
no, that was an error in judgment. I agree. I'm falling on the sword here. All right, you don't have to kick a guy when he's down. It's an error in judgment.
Lost.
It's an error in judgment
in the jury of our peers.
What I will say is we didn't tell the full story though. The fact that when I called up 10 minutes before the place opened. They told me 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Bob called up 20 minutes after the place opened, and they told him an hour. And that's really where the frustration comes from, because you guys weren't going to wait an hour, and I don't blame you for that.
No, I called to order 2 for me and John, and I call, and I said, I'd like to order a couple cheesesteaks, please. And the girl goes, okay, it's going to be about an hour. And I said, no, just 2 cheesesteaks. And she goes, it's going to be an hour.
No.
Yeah, that's absurd.
mainly because I'm 4.5 miles away. Yes, I know the exact mileage. I'm 4.5 miles away, so I'm like, why am I... I'm not waiting for an hour.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have waited an hour. I do wonder, though, if you
would
have...
Plus, I didn't want to miss the Young of the Wrestles. It was a cardio day, so I knew I could get the entire Young of the Wrestles in. There.
I wonder if you had sat in the place and eaten. I'm sure it would have been quicker than...
I would have loved it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm that would have been quicker than pickup.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. That was an option?
Yeah.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I didn't realize.
I don't know what happened.
So yesterday. We could have gone and eaten.
It really was top to bottom, total bungle situation.
So here's what could have happened. We could have, when you found out about this mishap, we could have just gone, sat in the place, ate, and you could have ignored the call-in order that you made.
What do you mean ignored the call-in order?
Pretended like you didn't show up.
I wouldn't have done that to the place.
Well, you'd rather
wouldn't screw them, but he'd
screw us over.
Yeah.
So you'd rather screw over the two guys.
You're not
you
a
work
small
with
business
every...
owner.
Well, in fairness, I'd rather screw my friends over than a small business.
Yeah.
Or you could tell the owner that when you get there, I placed a phone order. We're here to eat. Can somebody else? You're obviously, if they're an hour delayed, that cheesesteak's not going to go to waste.
But. I mean,
you sound like Doug Peterson.
No, you when you're losing an argument, you can just cut people off. It's not right, John.
It's not right. I didn't lose.
The place is not going to give away your cheesesteak after an hour because then some guy shows up and goes, hey, I'm here for my cheesesteak. So that logic is
faulty. No, but if you told them and you said, I'm here to eat, well, I had ordered a cheesesteak.
And I could have done that.
They could have then said, okay, well, we've got an hour of backlogged orders. Someone will order will eat the cheesesteak.
Here's the thing, though. So Bob left. And as Bob and Jamie were leaving, Jamie said, hey, you should call ahead, too. And then I left about 10 minutes later. And
I thought you were totally gone.
When I left,
no. That
is when I checked my phone. I hadn't seen all these text messages. I checked my phone, and it was basically like, you guys are a-holes and D-bags, and I'm going to get pretzels, and we're talking about this tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, I guess they left. So I met up with Jamie, and if you guys were still there,
literally hurt.
I guess they left.
It looked like a drug deal in the parking lot. I went up the casket window.
I think there's a problem. I think there's a problem. Is that for two decades I worked with the same entity, so I actually knew that I could trust people.
Welcome home.
And I didn't realize Philly rules. That now it's like a knife fight of loyalty on a daily basis.
Here's what's going to happen, all right?
You won't wait for another one. Like, Jamie will not wait for someone to walk in.
Bob, you son of a...
Jamie
you
will
still
not
sandbag
do that.
Me on the Olivia
I just
want to
say, like, I ordered the cheese. As soon as Jamie said, I'll buy, my mind was made up. If he's buying my cheesesteak for me, I'll make that phone call.
You made the call.
I did.
And neither one of you thought, let's check with Bob and John.
I was running late for the podcast. I'm going to remove myself from this.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from both of you guys in 20 plus minutes at that point.
I don't know. I must be different.
You were probably watching porn.
My first thing would have been like,
he was watching Lance Thruster.
If John said to me, let's order a couple cheesesteaks, my first thing would have been, let me check with Pat and Jamie.
Yes.
Like, it's not even a question. It's like taking your next breath.
Yes.
It just comes natural.
I'm going
to you, it doesn't.
I will buy you guys cheesesteaks.
No, I don't want your pity.
Here we go. I try to do a make good. It's like, oh, no.
No. Just take the L. And be better next time.
I'm trying to be better now by offering to buy you a cheese. I'm not even
just learn your lesson.
You don't
Pat.
Need to buy
learn
me
your
anything.
Lesson.
I'm very
right?
uncomfortable with you buying me something.
Why? I don't even care about this.
I'm very uncomfortable with
it. How would you call the cheesesteak place with Misty Hyman highlights on your phone?
I'm very
Bob.
Uncomfortable with anybody buying me. I think I don't like anything. I don't like anybody buying me anything. That's all I'm going to tell you. I would say this though. Sean goes, "Yo, JK is a grudge holder."
Yeah,
I learned that about
I respect
you.
It, though.
Dude, Sean, there's a list. There's a list, and you don't want to be on the list.
You know
now,
what? You just made the list.
Now, Jamie and Pat are not on the list.
Phew.
But guess what? Multiple offenses can get you on the list. So that's just a warning. This is the way to go. So we got a lot coming up for you. Man, we got 1 hour left. This has flown today. Chasing titles? Well... NBA players do it all the time. That's where we'll start the 9 o'clock hour. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. And my good friends at Parks Casino, who will see me on Saturday as I play a little cards and hang out on Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to that. They are my sports book of choice. That sports betting app in the palm of my hands has brought an entirely new level of enjoyment watching games to me that I never had before, as I used to live on the set of Footloose. I love being able to use that app. It's really easy to use. And do you know right now, if you're a new user, you can get a $50 wager. $50, and you have to make no deposit. It's a free wager. $50, and you have to make no deposit. Plus, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code FANATIC. If you think that everyone you already know who's going to win the tournament, bet one of the future bets. Or you can maybe do the in-game wagering that I love so much. You will love the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. It's my sportsbook app of choice. Check it out. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.